Let me tell you about my friends and the neighborhood in which we lived. We've all grown up and moved away. Perhaps you live there now. Birthday on the Moon.
I'm having my birthday early this year, said Sylvia.
Really? Said Lolly. Can you do that?
I'm doing it, said Sylvia.
There was no doubt in her mind.
But are you allowed?
Asked Mary Mary.
I am, replied Sylvia. My mum and dad said so. I'm having a small party. Will you and Lolly come?
Oh, yes, said Mary Mary, immediately answering for both of them. We will, won't we, Lolly?
Yes, please, said Lolly.
I'm bringing my birthday forwards, Sylvia explained, because I want my granddad to be there.
That seemed like a good reason, though the two girls wanted to know why Grandad couldn't come to Sylvia's birthday on the usual date. But Sylvia was now concentrating on opening a banana and didn't give an answer.
My mum says Grandad's gone a bit funny, she said,
taking a bite from her banana.
That sounds good, said Lolly.
It is, agreed Sylvia.
And what does your dad say?
Mary Mary asked.
He says Grandad's been funny for years.
Does he make you laugh every day? Mary Mary asked.
On the days that we visit, or he comes to our house.
How does he do it?
Mary Mary wanted to know.
He tells jokes, replied Sylvia, and sometimes he makes faces or sings out of tune.
We could all do that, said Lolly.
And my granddad will conduct, said Sylvia enthusiastically. He's very good at conducting. He'll wave his hands about and make big faces.
Oh, good, said Mary Mary.
And when we go to collect him, he might be on his chair out in the garden, Sylvia warned.
If he is, we just have to wait.
I don't think he'll conduct from this chair. He'll be too busy staring up at the clouds.
Does he see shapes in the clouds? Lolly asked.
Oh, yes, replied Sylvia. All sorts.
What kind of chair does he sit on? Mary Mary asked.
A kitchen chair, said Sylvia. He has a little radio. Sometimes it's difficult to get him in from the rain.
He likes the rain? Asked Lolly.
He does, said Sylvia. We have to bring him out an umbrella, but that's only when we're visiting. My mum says he stays out in the rain without an umbrella if we're not there.
Oh dear, said Mary Mary.
But he's coming to live with us. That's why I'm having my birthday early.
I don't understand, said Lolly.
Sylvia was going to explain, but she saw Mary Mary looking at her banana and there was just enough left to give her a bite.
Would you like a bit of my banana? She asked.
Yes, please, said Mary Mary.
Sylvia broke off the end piece and gave it to her friend.
Lolly, she knew, didn't like bananas.
It wasn't long before the school bell rang.
When Miss Goggins, the teacher, asked for volunteers to take the class recycling baskets to the wheelie bins, Lolly, Sylvia and Mary Mary put up their hands with lightning speed. They couldn't wait to talk more about Sylvia's early birthday and what it had to do with her granddad.
Lolly took the paper basket, Sylvia took the organic basket and Mary Mary took the glass basket, though there was nothing in it today.
Tell us more about your early birthday party, said Lolly to Sylvia as the three girls crossed the schoolyard.
My granddad doesn't want to leave his smelly old house, explained Sylvia. But Saturday is the day, my dad says, so I'm having my birthday party on Saturday. Granddad will have to come to my birthday party.
He will, said Lolly with a firm nod.
He will, repeated Mary Mary.
We'll have double-decker sandwiches, a cake with candles, and pickles.
Ugh, cried Mary Mary.
Pickles on a cake?
No, 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 said Sylvia, putting her hands on her hips.
My cake is on a plate. The pickles are in a jar. Granddad likes pickles. He puts his fingers in the jar.
I like double-decker sandwiches, said Lolly with another nod, especially just before I eat birthday cake.
Pickles! Ugh! Cried Mary Mary.
all she could imagine was an enormous jar of sour and slippery pickles. She could almost taste them. She stuck out her tongue and rubbed it with the hem of her skirt. The three girls laughed. On Saturday morning, Sylvia put on her lovely raspberry stitch rainbow cardigan for the special occasion. It had a big flat pearl button that Mary wanted to touch every time she passed. She was thinking she might even want to lick the button. It was so pearly and smooth and flat. "Can I borrow your cardigan when it's my birthday?" Mary asked. Sylvia said she would lend it, but Lolly pointed out that Mary's birthday was in August and the weather might be hot. "But may I borrow it?" Mary asked again. "Yes," said Sylvia. "You can have it for the day." Could a person move their birthday to a cold day if she wanted to wear a special cardigan? Mary secretly wondered. Probably not, she decided. Sylvia's mum took the three girls to Grandad's house at the top of the hill. They found him sitting on his kitchen chair in the back garden. He looked sad, but his face brightened when Sylvia and the others arrived. "Hello, Grandad," Sylvia called out.
"Hello, Sylvia,"
her granddad called back.
"We've come to collect you."
"Well, now, I haven't finally decided." Sylvia didn't let him finish.
"I'm having my birthday early, so you have to come," she said.
"Oh, well, now, an early birthday, you say? That's highly irregular."
He gave a big swallow.
"I'm not going without my roses."
He pointed to his roses. Lolly and Mary had never seen the like. The rose bushes were 12 feet tall. They were deep velvety red and smelt wonderful. Sylvia's mum said Dad was on his way with a shovel and some large plant pots. She then went into the house to pack more boxes. Sylvia put her arms around her granddad's neck and gave him a squeeze.
"Go and look in the shed,"
he said, pointing to the ramshackle hut at the bottom of the garden. The girls looked in the shed. They found a marvellous push go-kart made out of pram parts and fruit boxes.
"It's for you," Granddad shouted. "I was saving it for your birthday next month. I haven't tested it."
Sylvia squealed with delight, but came out of the shed to say firmly,
"My party is today."
"It is," confirmed Lolly.
"It is,"
repeated Mary with a big nod. It was only meant to be a little test. Sylvia, Lolly and Mary gave Grandad a little push in the go-kart and he took off down the hill.
"Gangway!"
he shouted as he swept past houses and shops.
"Gangway!"
he bellowed as he pelted down the pavement. Pedestrians, dogs and cats all got a fright and had to jump clear as he sped towards the bottom of the hill. At one point, he passed Sylvia's dad, who was coming in the opposite direction with his spade and plant pots in a van he had hired. Sylvia's mum hurried the girls into the car and chased after him. The soles of Grandad's leather shoes made a loud noise when he used them as brakes. He leaned over and made an awkward turn to avoid going into the library railings, but he crashed into a display of oranges, apples and pears outside the new health food shop. The go-kart was a bit of a wreck now, but Grandad came out smiling, if a little dizzy.
"Now then," he declared as Sylvia's mum pulled up at the curb, "that's well and truly tested."
The owner of the health food shop was very annoyed, but Grandad didn't seem to notice.
"I'll have 6 of those oranges," Grandad said, putting his hand in his pocket for some money. "And I don't want to pay for a plastic bag."
For this special day, Sylvia decided they should wheel out the easy chair her granddad liked to sit in when he visited their house. It took all three girls to get it out into the back garden. The casters made a sound like a flock of chirping birds. Fortunately, Saturday was a sunny day, and the blue sky had tufty white clouds in all sorts of unusual shapes. How do you feel? That was sometimes a difficult question to answer. It was difficult sometimes because a person had different feelings all at once. She could see her granddad had different feelings all at once. When she could not say how she was feeling, Sylvia thought she should just say what was going through her head. That way, people would give her more time to think how she felt. What was going through Grandad's head? She thought she should ask him. How do you feel, Grandad?
A bit shaky, he replied, then added, after my go-kart ride.
You'll be happy here with us, said Sylvia.
I will, Sylvia, he said. I just need to tell my friends I've moved.
Grandad and the children watched Sylvia's dad wrestle with the 12-foot-high rose bushes while her mum got the party food and drinks out on the table she had brought into the garden. Grandad called out some instructions when Sylvia's dad was digging a hole for the first rose bush.
Don't put the roses there, he said. I'll be building my new shed in that spot.
Sylvia's dad sighed, then smiled, then scratched his chin and agreed to plant the rose bushes at the other end of the garden. Now that Sylvia's granddad was settled in his easy chair, the girl set about painting his nails. He didn't mind at all. He liked the colors they chose. So did Sylvia's mum and dad.
We're glad to have you here with us, they said, as Grandad popped a large green pickle into his mouth.
Grandad did plenty of nodding and munching, and when he had swallowed his pickle, he said, I'm thinking of having my next birthday on the moon.
Can we come? Sylvia asked.
Problem is, how do I get this chair up there? It isn't easy, you know.
Can we come? Sylvia asked again.
And I have to think about getting you people there, too.
Hooray! The children shouted.
Are you going to build a rocket in your new shed? Sylvia's dad asked, raising his eyebrows and tilting his head. No chance, Grandad replied. We wouldn't have the room. I'll have to send away for that. I might launch it from here, though, he said, looking to Sylvia, with your mum and dad's help.
Who else will you invite? Sylvia asked.
I knew a cowboy once by the name of Slim Bagels, her granddad said. We'll get him on the internet, don't you think?
Sylvia nodded. She was sure they could find Slim.
And my old friend Birdie. He'll have to come.
Sylvia nodded gladly, though she couldn't remember having ever met Birdie.
You remind him to bring me a nice present.
I will, said Sylvia, looking to her mother. Will you remember to invite these people, Mum? She asked.
Her mum said she would write the names on a list and put the list on the fridge door. Just then, the doorbell rang.
Oh dear, said Sylvia's dad. There's a policeman at the door.
The policeman had seen Grandad in the runaway go-kart, which was now in a heap by the garage door. From the back door, the others could hear the policeman speak to Sylvia's dad. He wanted to know if the gentleman driver was all right and to remind him that go-karts were not to be driven on busy pavements.
Oh, dear, dear, said Sylvia's mum.
It's a good job we have cake, said Grandad. Policemen like cake.
The Neighbourhood. 9 linked radio stories for children by Philip Davison. Read by Ciarán Hines. Produced for RTE Junior Radio by Brian Kenny. Made with the assistance of your licence fee.